6:15, Talk Radio 790, KABC, Doug and T-Ray with you until 10 o'clock this morning. Hey, you know, we actually have some pretty good news to tell you, which we're always delighted to do because most of what we talk about is just miserable.
Depressing.
It really is. It's like, oh, God. It's not only bad news most of the time. It's bad news at a quarter after six in the morning, you know, to make it worse. But this really is good. Back in 1980, the U.S. hockey team had just pulled off that great upset over the Russians. And 35 years later, we pulled off another upset, and that is the Team America in the International Mathematical Olympiad won the world championship. It's been 21 years since Team USA had clinched the Mathematical Olympiad crown. Now, there's a number of reasons for this. We've been working hard. We had a good team on the field, and I wasn't anywhere involved in it. Because, trust
Thank
me,
God.
If I was in the 0.03 percentile of mathematics when I was in high school, I mean, 97% of the country tested higher in math than I did. So I'm not cut out for this kind of work, but a gentleman who joins us right on the Newsmaker line certainly is. He is the USA's head coach, the Team USA's head coach, and it's a pleasure to welcome to the show, Po-Shin Lo. Good morning, Po-Shin Lo. How are you?
Good morning.
First of all, congratulations.
Oh, thank you. This is a great achievement for the team. I should say that the congratulations definitely go out to the team. I'm happy to convey it to them.
And you were a contestant in 1999. You used to be a team member back then.
Oh, that's true. That's true. I was indeed on the team back then. I will say that the team now is a heck of a lot better than it was when I was on it.
Yeah, when
that's
you were on it,
I'm not on this one.
It was a 10th place team, so it's the
right,
old adage,
right.
Those who can't do, coach.
Well, that may be indeed the case. I do think that actually teachers do deserve a lot of respect, though. I'm not saying that just because I'm a coach. I do think that we should give a shout-out to our educators in the United States. They are good guys.
Now, tell us about first of all, how long this competition has been going on for a long time, right?
That's right. This has been over 50 years.
And there was a time when we used to do really well in this stuff, and then both in math and science, the United States has kind of fallen into disrepair. But what was odd about this, Po-Shin, is that when it came to self-esteem, American students felt really good about how they did in math and science. But when you looked at them compared to other students around the world, our performance was sort of in the middle of the pack.
Right, so I'm a bit less familiar with that particular study in the sense that wasn't exactly what I was working on. However, what I should say is that in some sense the self-esteem and the freedoms that we associate with America, I think, contributed a lot to this particular victory. I mean, I should add, in some sense this is a triumph of the free system because, you see, in America you're free to go crazy on mathematics if you want. And in some sense what's going on now is that there's so much there's so much available on the internet and so much free education, so many of the free educational resources out there, that if you decide that you as an American want to go nuts on math, you can get pretty darn good. And in some sense, I think that's what happened here. So we're not talking about a state-sponsored system, which is just pushing people through to get better and better and better at math. Rather, it's just that there are at least six people out there who love math so much that they have been able to pick up just about anything they wanted to know on the internet. It's much more than six.
We're talking with Po-Shin Lo, who is the coach of Team USA's math team for the Mathematical Olympiad. Now, where do they hold this?
Oh, this goes in a different place every year. So this particular year, the International Math Olympiad was in Thailand. But it moves around. For example, last year it was in South Africa. Next year it's going to be in Hong Kong. And then the year after that, Brazil.
Now, give us an example. First of all, how do you make the team, and what does the team have to do in order to qualify for the finals?
Absolutely. So the participation in the Math Olympiads in the United States is run by an organization called the Mathematical Association of America. They're in Washington, D.C., and their mission is to promote mathematics throughout the United States. They run a series of competitions, and you can enter in the ground floor with something called the American Math Competitions. It's called the AMC 10 or AMC 12. And about 200,000 high school students across the United States enter. I should say, as a national coach, if you're a parent of a high school student and your high school student might be interested in trying out for the team, and they should really ask their high school. If their high school doesn't participate in this, it should. Because at the end of the day, our United States team, and in general, the United States, will do much better if everyone is in a school which participates in this.
So once you're in the once you qualify for the team, then give us an example of what are some of the challenges in the competition. What are the team members asked to do?
Absolutely. So actually, they're asked to solve about 6 questions in a total of 9 hours. That doesn't sound so bad until you realize that that in order to even solve one question requires a lot of ability, in the sense that if you solve one question, you're actually a bit of a genius.
Can you give me an example? Can you give me an example of the kind of questions that would be asked?
Sure. I can give you a one-liner, which is maybe the easiest to explain. So let me just mention what a prime number is. A prime number is a number for which it's bigger than 1, and the only numbers that divide into it are 1 and itself. So for example, 6 is not a prime number because 2 and 3 both divide into 6. But on the other hand, 7 is a prime number because only 1 and 7 divide into 7. So here's a question. It says, how many whole numbers, A, B, and C, have the property that if I take A times B and minus a C, B times C minus an A, and C times A minus a B, all 3 of these are prime numbers.
Okay, could you tell us in English now? Could you say that that to us in English so that I could understand?
Sure. So, I mean, again, the main idea is that you're interested in all the ways you can get 3 numbers so that they have some interesting properties with regard to how other numbers divide into them.
My answer was, what is Bismarck, North Dakota?
Yeah. Who is the Ottoman Empire for 100, Alex?
I'm going to need 9 years to do that, Brian. Not 9 hours.
I would do very poorly on this test. In fact, your team members would tase me and have me dragged out of the hall, which would be the only way I could participate, is just leave the building forcibly. But it is really great, and the thing is, it's reassuring to see that we still can put a team on the field, because, while we're in the opinion business here, and whole medium is opinion-based, and we love opinions, and we like people to have strong opinions, I don't want to drive over a bridge that's built on an opinion. I'd like that bridge to have been built by an engineer who understands math and physics, and that starts with a fundamental understanding of mathematics. Congratulations, sir. Well done. We're proud of you. I'm proud of the team.
Oh, absolutely. Well, thank you.
Thank you for coming on with us. That's Poshen Loh, the coach of Team USA, who is the world champions in the International Mathematical Olympiad. And I have no idea what he's actually talking about. I just... thought that this way.
I got the prime number thing. I understood that.
I really don't understand that either. So it's like a number that's greater than 1, but can only be divided by itself. So 6 can be divided by 2 and 3. Yep. So therefore, that's not a prime number. But 7 can only be divided by
1
itself.
And 7.
Well, you were given your math statistics from college earlier and said 97% of the people in the country were better at math than you. I could not test into a math class. They finally said, just go away.
Oh, no, this was those math achievement tests in high school.
Oh, okay.
Where you just get that piece of paper that basically says, you better get into radio.
of you an 8th grade math test.
Oh, no, honest to God, I didn't even put my name on the top of the paper.
My daughter bought Math for Dummies, and I couldn't even read that.
Nope. There was a book called Enumeracy a number of years ago that was talking about the consequences of how stupid we are in math. I couldn't read the book. It's 6:24, traffic first in the 4s. Here's Bill Thomas.